You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, welcome back for another fantastic week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. We're going to kick off the show like we do every week, and that's sharing one of you, our amazing viewers or listeners, depending on how you hang out with us, using our hashtag on Instagram. It's hashtag STR, Share Sunday. If you use it, we will find you. We will share you to our email list, our podcast, YouTube channel, Instagram, all the free marketing for you, and as a way to say thank you for listening to our podcast each and every week. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
Today, we are sharing D.BDENS. So it's D.BDENS, but it's D.BDENS. And I want to highlight a couple of things specifically on Brooke on her Instagram. What I love, she has two properties. We get asked this question all the time. If I have multiple properties, should I have multiple Instagram? Should I have multiple websites? I love what Brooke is doing here. She has just pluralized the DENS, and she has them both under the same handle. And she has a link tree. And what I love about this, please go follow her and check this out. It says book direct and save. And she's got the money emoji. So it's like, hey, I can just book direct with her, save. Or she gives you that option to book through Airbnb. So we love for you to have a direct booking site and alternative ways to book your property. But I also love that Brooke is giving the consumer that option. If maybe they're more comfortable or they're more familiar with Airbnb, they can still, like, her property isn't, you know, she's not giving them opportunity. So well done there. And she's got a little subscribe button to her email list. So I think she's just crushing it on that marketing.
Oh, if I can real quick. So if you want to subscribe to her email list, it's not just like, hey, give us your email and you get nothing in return, maybe like a discount. Congratulations. But you know what she gives you? Perfect day itinerary for your stay in the Rocky Mountains. So if you give her email, you will immediately get this.
A gift,
which is like
plan your vacation.
Mm-hmm. So smart. Well
done. Love it. Love it, Brooke. Huge shout out to you. Please, after this episode, check her out. Take a look at her Instagram. Give her some love. Take some tips and tricks from what she's doing. And we love seeing people out there just really marketing their vacation rental. So speaking of vacation rentals, we met this gentleman last year at VRMA, Vacation Rental Management Association. I think this is going to air when we'll hopefully be standing at his booth again there. But Sarah, it's been almost a year since we met him, but he's on the show now and he'll tell us where he's tuning in from because we're super thankful. But Sarah, do you want to introduce who we have on today?
I do. So today we have a retired Marine. Thank you so much for your service. We have Anthony Gant on the show. He has created a wonderful product, but I'm not going to give it away because what we want to dive into first is, you know, how he got involved in our industry, why it's important to him, why it's special to everything that he, you know, stands for and has dedicated his life to. And then we'll get into how he solved, you know, his own problem. So Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thank you, ladies, for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
All right, Anthony, you got to tell our listeners how dedicated you are to be a guest. What time is it and where are you in the world?
It is a little bit after midnight and I'm in Seoul, South Korea right now.
And so we are super thankful that you took the time out to be on the show.
Yeah.
So let's talk about you, your family, you being a retired Marine. Talk about how you got introduced to kind of the vacation rental, short-term rental space. And let's just talk about your story. Let's dig in.
So my story with the short-term rental space begins around 2008 or 9. At that time, I had a lot of kids. Today, I have 6. Back then, I think it was 3 or 4. And I first stumbled upon 2 sites. It was HomeAway and VRBO, not knowing that they were the same company. And I was a user. Fast forward to 2018, the Marine Corps was moving me for the 17th time. Now I have a family of 8, and we're looking for somewhere to stay during our transition from Virginia to Texas. And the light bulb struck in our heads. It was just like, instead of using a hotel, let's go to HomeAway, Airbnb, VRBO, and see what the options are. Well, we chose to use Airbnb. We stayed in a place about 10 days while we waited to close on a home. And at the end of that trip, we found out we were not going to be reimbursed by the government because we stayed in a place off of Airbnb.
Ooh. Talk to us about that. So what is it about you staying and booking on Airbnb that didn't qualify you for reimbursement?
Well, there are certain things that the government needs. One is safety. Somebody has to verify that the property is safe. And it can be as simple as, does this home have a smoke detector? If it has gas appliances, are there carbon monoxide detectors in the property? Other things, if it's, you've seen properties where the basement is transitioned to a short-term rental, mm-hmm. Well, that basement doesn't have, at times it doesn't have windows and they lock the door up to the main house. So if an emergency was to happen, can someone get out this basement from 2 points? And a lot of times the answer is no, or we don't know. And because that is unknown on the platform, the government is like, well, you're risking my people. Then the other one is security. You have a lot of up-and-coming neighborhoods. Well, the pictures look fabulous, but when you get to that up-and-coming area, it's like, I don't feel so safe. So it's a lot of things that go into it around safety, security. And then the last thing is the managers and the hosts. Like, you guys gave a shout out to a manager that you know is real. You can validate that they're a real person. Well, there are cases where on other platforms, you don't know if this is a criminal act organization mm-hmm. or if it's a terrorist or things of that nature. So the government is very hesitant to try and weed out who and who isn't a bad actor on the platforms. And they're asking for the assistance of the platforms. And if you look in the news, that hasn't always been the case.
So the 17, I think I heard that correctly, the 17 moves prior, if there was some in between housing, you are reimbursed to stay in hotels or motels. Like, what had you done in the past where it was an easy check mark? Here's your reimbursement, no questions asked.
So, and it was never easy.
Okay. Okay.
But it was reimbursed because it was a hotel either near where we were going
okay.
or on an actual base. And there's a limited list of hotels that you can actually use. So it's a hotel motel list that okay. you're supposed to use. And we just always funneled into those places.
Okay. But yeah, so when you're at a family of 8, that's not working.
That's not working. No.
That's not working. Interesting.
It doesn't work for a family of 4.
Right. True. No, I'm sure.
Some would argue it doesn't work with me and my spouse. It's just too small. So
it's just too small.
Right.
You have to see each other for more than 2 days.
You just got, so you sent in your reimbursement and it was for this lovely home that you had. Was the home lovely? Was your 10-day stay everything you could ask
absolutely.
For and more?
And more. It's okay. One, it was Austin, Texas before it's Austin, Texas, like, which means uh-huh. it was very inexpensive. Uh-huh. I think it was $100 a day, five bedrooms, 3,300 square foot, massive backyard with a pool, fire pit, hammock, grills. Like, it was amazing.
Okay. And so a place where your family during a transition was, you know, enjoying themselves much better than a hotel, but you turned that in for reimbursement. And was it just a hard no? Did you try? You said it was never easy, but did you try multiple different things? Like, hey, we already stayed there. And they were just like, no, no, no.
I tried everything under the sun except for create a fraudulent receipt.
right.
I was like, I'm about to slap a Marriott logo on this PDF document that I created.
He is retired now, everybody, so he cannot get in trouble. that's very, very frustrating. And so did you ask other friends? Like, did you go in thinking you were going to be reimbursed for this?
Or
had you heard other military friends that had been reimbursed? What made you think you could possibly be reimbursed for it, I guess?
So what made me think I can get reimbursed? That's a great question. I was in Virginia, Quantico, Virginia, to be exact, which is about 25 minutes with no traffic, an hour with traffic from DC. And I remember one of the trips I took up there, I flew into Ronald Reagan Airport, got an Uber to go to the GSA office for a meeting, and I got reimbursed. And I was like, clearly, if a peer-to-peer platform is approved for travel, then all of them are approved.
Interesting.
Nope. Okay. That makes too much sense.
No. Right. Okay. So Uber was reimbursable at that time somehow.
Yes.
Okay.
It still is. And it just blows my mind. Like, so these properties that don't move and are sitting in the same location every time are not approved. But this vehicle with this random person who's driving everywhere, don't know if he has insurance, don't even know if he's supposed to be driving, I can get reimbursed.
Interesting.
So I was like, cool, I get it. It makes sense. The government made the rule.
Okay.
We won't go there. But
okay. So, and then explain to us too, is there a community of, you know, Marines or military where you guys can go on and like chat about this and you're like, oh my God, I just found out we couldn't get reimbursed for this beautiful property. Like, was there a pain point that was simmering amongst many of you who were transitioning?
Yes, there are several Facebook closed groups. You know, it's always on the Facebook. And I went to one that was centered around relocations assignments. And asked the question, who else has stayed in a home that they found on this site and wasn't reimbursed? And then I instantly became like an influencer, not really, but that's how many feeds came from that one question. It's like, oh, it happened to me. This is what I did. That's how I found about the fake receipt. Oh, just make a fake receipt and do this. And I was like, that is not the right answer.
Okay.
And then if you go to different forums, you'll see forums from the Air Force, Marines, Navy, and just different forms that's telling folks, hey, beware, don't use it, things of that nature.
Okay. So then you're frustrated. You can't get reimbursed. What happens next? You've got all the kids. You got a very demanding job. What happens next?
I start writing to the Department of Defense Travel Management Office and asking them, hey, how do we fix this? Can we change it? And the answer was no. Several times, because like, okay, you said no to this, but what about that? And then it was no, and then it was no here. And then I ended up getting sent to the General Service Administration, which is the GSA, who makes all of the rules for the federal government. And I was like, hey, how do we fix this? And it was like, look, just come to a meeting we're having, and we'll figure out something. So I go to this meeting, not as a Marine, as a civilian, because I didn't want to get in trouble, because everyone that was there outranked me like 10 times over, both from the civilian and the DOD standpoint, Department of Defense. And I just went in as Joe Smo, brand new guy in the industry. How do I do this? What do I need to do? And I asked several of the different departments, Department of State, Treasury, Energy, Defense, all of these different representatives who kind of made the travel regulations as well as the GSA, what would it look like to aggregate properties like this that meet this requirement? And they said, we don't know, but if someone build it, I can see it being very beneficial. And then I did like this, wait, I'll be back.
So you went in as a potential like short-term rental owner asking how your home could be approved, what you would need to do to get approved. And they said, so they were very open. So that was the first meeting that you went to?
They were very open. They was like, we just want people to follow our rules. And I was like, in my head, I've been doing that for the last 19 years.
What's another rule?
I can do that.
I love this. So how long after this unreimbursed stay did you attend that GSA meeting?
6 months.
Okay.
No, it was a year because it took me a year to try to figure it out.
Oh,
it was
wow.
It was 2018 this happened. 2019 was the actual meeting. So all of the times up until that, it was emails back and forth of rejection. So it took a whole year of rejection.
Okay. Okay. What happened next?
Once I got the word that something like this is doable, I said, all right, I'm going to go back. I'm going to create an idea or a platform that does this. And I'll keep sending you updates to what I'm doing. And as I did that, I was like, I wonder if I can do it. If I do it the right way without government approval, will it get reimbursed? So I worked with someone to get about 10 to 14 properties that were we can get registered. And then we started talking to our military friends who we knew. So Marines and Marine spouses. It was like, hey, if you travel here, use this home that I got approved via my platform and get reimbursed, let me know. If you don't get reimbursed, I'll reimburse you myself.
Oh, put your money where your mouth is. I like that.
I did. And I was so scared.
Okay.
I'm like, this is a $3,000 stay.
Right.
It was a family of, they outdid me. They had to go a family of nine. They had a kid, extra kid. I was like, one umpers. So they moved from Virginia to California, found them a place to stay for 30 days. Got their full reimbursement and helped them save money out of pocket because it would have been a lot more if they had gone to a hotel. They were our first testimonial, full reimbursement. Kudos shot out across the Facebook groups. And then the next family came from that and the next family and the next family. And then we started helping government contractors. And then as you all know, March, this was all in 2020, by the way.
Right.
Oh, geez.
From like April 2020 until about December. So everything that we did was during the pandemic that we were able to help people. We had so many requests come in at that time that it was more difficult to find vacation rental managers than it was to find users.
Wow.
So we had to turn some people away and started actually working with hotels to figure out which ones were now approved for travel during the pandemic to kind of connect people.
So when let's go back to the one-upper family with the nine. When they your first test, were they when they sent in their receipt, were they approved immediately or did you have to go back a few times? And so what do you think
what
the difference
was that?
Yeah, what was the difference there? Like was it just all the boxes were checked? If it was still like was this home normally on Airbnb and Vrbo? What
yes.
was the difference? Okay.
One of the things that was different, we registered it with the appropriate agency and we checked all of the boxes that needed to be filled out.
Oh.
I also cheated. I used to be in charge of travel for like a long time in the military.
Okay.
So I was like, I know I have to do this, 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 and that. Let me call my buddy who reimburses folks who was in charge of that finance department. I was like, hey, I got this. I need this. What do I need? What is going to get approved by your guys and gals? And he was like, do this, do this, do this, do this. And I was like, all right, I'll make sure I have it hung up and make sure everything was there.
That's not cheating. That's using your resources.
Yeah, your network.
I use my resources.
That's right. Yeah, your network.
That's right.
So this house in California that the family was staying in, how did you connect? Did you connect with the host ahead of time? Or like, how did you start to orchestrate this?
I connected with the host in 2019.
Okay.
October. So as soon as I came from that meeting, I knew San Diego would be a prime area. Lots of vacation rentals, lots of military bases.
Okay.
So I was like, if I'm going to do something, it has to be in a high density area.
Okay.
And the host at the time that I was working with was a Marine who had gotten out of service and was managing properties of other military families.
Okay. So it's a whole niche.
Yeah.
It's a whole niche. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then what happens? So this family gets approved. You get referrals. They get approved. Were there any bumps in the road for approval?
No, for approval, yes, there were a few bumps in the road. We got a call from the U.S. Fire Administration out of D.C. saying, hey, you guys are listing Airbnbs. And I was like, nay, nay, we are not listing Airbnbs. That is a company.
Mm-hmm.
We are listing short-term rentals, and the short-term rentals are in compliance. So we had to work with local fire marshals, and each fire marshal is different in each city and state. And talking through the different situations with different fire marshals, where we were able to create this comprehensive checklist that I think could fulfill the requirements for all of the states, but we still have those one-offs where we have to make sure this is this and this is that.
Mm-hmm.
But that helped us a lot, getting the pushback from the government.
No, yeah, because it helps you figure out early on what you need to do mm-hmm. to button up all the
all the details. Okay. Yeah. So you're chugging along. Do you have another question for me?
No, I'm okay. I want to see how we get our place approved.
Yeah, we're gonna ask you that. And did you already always have like this entrepreneurial spirit within you to take this on as your duty to figure this out for these future military families? Or this is a huge, I'm sure it continues to be a huge undertaking.
And I'm sure you weren't making, and I don't even know how it's
financially compensating you.
But it was, there's a lot of work going into this. How are you keeping going here?
So while I was on active duty, most people have hobbies playing video games, fixing cars, fishing, and golfing. My hobby was starting the business. So during the evenings and the weekends, that's what I focused on. And then what helped me continue to push was the thought process of if I was a younger Marine or service member, because I've been in for at this time 19 years, if I would have been in my first 4-year enlistment, losing $1,200 would have set me back substantially. Yeah. So that was my why. How can I help the future me at a younger age not suffer from being in the same situation that I was in? Right. Because that's a lot of money. $1,200, I don't care what anyone says. In California, that'll get you like 5 gallons of gas. But other places, you can pay rent.
Right.
Oh, gas.
So that was my why to keep going. Like, how can I make sure that our service members and their families who are transitioning never have to face this issue again? Because even though I said I lost $1,200, I spoke to families who lost $4,000 and $7,000,
right,
which is crazy. And then the undertaking to get this done, I looked at people who were like me, i.e. military service members, veterans, and spouses, to help us move faster. So as I continued to build out the company, I started hiring people who were of that background. They speak the language, they are culturally competent, and they had a network within their own, within this niche that they can start connecting to and pulling out like how-tos and good ideas. So that's been very beneficial to us. Still a huge undertaking. But to answer, I think, a question you guys had, how do you get your properties added on? We go through a demo
Let's actually talk, because I don't think we've even said the name of your company yet. Because at the beginning, Anthony, were you just connecting everybody via like Facebook groups? Is that how this was all happening in the beginning?
No, it was through emails and phone calls.
Just emails and phone calls. So there wasn't a website or anything like that. Just connecting. Okay.
Just connecting. And then I made a WordPress that was still emails and phone calls with a WordPress front-facing site.
And then we'll kind of drum roll into your product and the name of it, because hopefully everyone is going to check it out. When did you decide, okay, this is going to be the name, we're going to launch as a business? And how long did that happen?
Let's back up one. Yeah. Entrepreneur spirit, yes, always had it. Did I know it was going to be this? Absolutely not. I thought it was going to be something easier. How we got to the name, I knew I wanted to start a business, and there were programs in Austin that I was like, if I have a business, it's going to require me to be in business for a while. So immediately in December 2018, I filed for a corporation, an LLC, and then I got it approved January 1st, 2019, and I called it PCS Homes. Started telling people I was starting this new thing called PCS Homes. I went to school with this young lady who was in the Navy, and she studied marketing. She sent me a personal message on Facebook and said, "That's a dumb name."
Well, what did PCS what's PCS that stand for? Is that a military acronym?
It's a government acronym for Permanent Change of Station, which means you're relocating.
I was saying,
Permanent change of station homes. And then I was describing, if you need a temporary place to stay, go to PCS Homes.
Okay.
And she's like, you need to change that name. That is no. And she's like, you should do like At Ease or something like this. And she gave me like different logos for it. And I was like, At Ease. And I was just sitting there. I was like, why would we use At Ease? And then somebody was like, don't you guys do that in formation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what do you mean? Like, attend, at ease, attention on deck, at ease. And I was like, And then there's like, we're going to put people at ease. And I was like, I like this name.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So there you are, folks. It is.
And then at ease. We got to give you, do you remember the name of the woman that helped you out with the name? We got to give her a shout out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is Katie.
I don't know
her last name now, but it was Katie Blasquez. We went to ROTC together, so absolutely.
Love that. Good job, Katie.
She's giving that tough love.
She changed the name. Not changed the game, she changed the name.
She changed the name.
Hosts don't let hosts pay full price for their short-term rental decor, furniture, or supplies. They just don't. But don't worry. If you are, we got you covered. We'd love to introduce you to Manoan.
Manoan has partnered up with over 200 brands to give us hosts direct access to steep discounts. These are brands like CB2, West Elm, Article, Pollywood. If you haven't heard of them, they have amazing outdoor furniture. And also Fellow. We love their electric kettles. But there is so much more.
And instead of signing up for 200-plus trade discount programs, all you need to do is join Manoan. For free, get approved, make sure you just show up as the caring, thoughtful host you already are, and you'll be in. And then you can shop from one website and track all your purchases and deliveries in one centralized place.
Sarah, I know you love the one centralized place instead of having 15 different tabs open trying to figure out when that shipment's going to end up at the front door.
Absolutely.
And if you help spread the good word, you can earn credits towards your next Manoan order. Talk about a win, 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 all the wins. So head on over to ManoanExperience.com to learn more. That's Manoan, M-I-N-O-A-N, Experience.com, and tell them TFE sent you. Okay, so now we're at ease, and this is still your website. How are you starting? Are you like, okay, I need to get all individual properties, or like, is at ease put turning in the reimbursements now? Like, talk us through your program and what the business is now.
So the business today is we looked at our approach for how can we get more properties quickly. We went to the channel managers, so Rentals United, Booking Pal, NextPax, to help get us access to vacation rentals managers. And by doing so, we can import the inventory. It was 1,000 property management software systems out there, but only a handful of channel managers. So if we tackle the channel managers first, then we can start getting the direct integrations to the PMS systems later. Import the properties. We schedule a demo call. We do an inspection. And the reason we do the inspection is twofold. One is to make sure it's a nice property in a nice place. And if it doesn't meet the government requirements, we put it on for our vacation and extended stays platform, because some folks will not be using government allowances but still need a place to stay. And then the ones who have those extra requirements the government requires, we will put them under that approved status and register them on their behalf. And our system filters out whenever a person goes to the site, which one is for government reimbursement and which one is just, hey, this is a good property. Okay. All properties are good for vacation, period, once we've inspected them. But there are only a hand select that are good for government stays. After that happens, the users come to the platform, they make the reservation, and then we handle all of the paperwork. So merchant of record and everything that's required in order for them to get reimbursed, because they're going to ask questions that 98% of the hosts and property managers will not understand. So because we're culturally competent, we know who to talk to and what numbers to dial, we say we'll take that off everyone's hands. We do get some kickback from like, I want to be merchant of record. I was like, I would love for you to be a merchant of record because you can answer all of these questions. But the moment somebody asks you, hey, where's my DLE and TLE and malt? You're going to be like, what are you talking about? A malt milkshake?
I'm lost. Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And you just said something that I think I actually have not seen this anywhere yet on any platform. You use the word like a walkthrough inspection. And that is a differentiator, correct?
It is.
Okay. Can you like, how does one go about even applying? And then what does that inspection entail?
And who's inspecting?
So who's inspecting? We created a team. Well, internally it's at-ease team members. But we also have, I had the great idea of employing one of the most highly educated underemployed niches in the country, military spouses. A lot of them have legal degrees, accounting degrees, business degrees, and all these different like attributes and experiences that they have to pick up and move. So a lot of times it's hard for them to find employment. So I was like, what if we can be a beacon for them to find work and income doing something that they're really good at and understand? We created the Property Approval Certification Team. We call it PAC, P-A-C-T. So a PAC member comes into a training. It's taken our early PAC members about 3 days to complete the training. And it goes through what to look for, how to answer the questions, how to take the photos and the videos that we're looking for. Once we do that and they have the official PAC member for an area, we'll go out and start reaching out to short-term rental managers and property managers and say, hey, guys, we want you to bring your properties on. If you agree, we'll do the inspection. Let us know what dates is available for inspections. And here's the kicker, ladies. We do not ask you to block it out. We do not ask you to stop your reservations. We say between your cleaning time frames, mm-hmm. just like the cleaners come in, we can do the inspections. We're not there looking for cleanliness. We're looking for safety and secureness of the property. Or when you do your maintenance days throughout the month. I used to manage for about a year to get some experience before I started moving into the platform. So I understand how important it is to have that property active and live for viewings. So we want to disrupt that process as little as possible.
Love that.
Okay, I'm going to ask another question, which is, all right, Anthony, but I can make so much money on Airbnb. Can I make as much money on Eddie's?
You have to look at it during periods of shoulder seasons and when you have your off-peak seasons. A lot of people have said, well, I'm doing great right now. And I was like, that's cool. But how are you going to do with this upcoming recession? Mm-hmm. How did you do during the pandemic? How do you do during these periods where there's nothing coming into your city or area? Oh, by the way, the areas we're looking at, government is always coming to your area. The government travel didn't slow down as much as the news said. It kept its pace. What did slow down were relocation assignments, but people were still traveling, thinking about all the doctors, the nurses, and the first mm-hmm. responders that had to get around. We're not just for military. We're for any public servant. So mm-hmm. government is who we cater to. So yes, you may charge twice as much now after 2019 because everybody's taking advantage of the situation, which I hate. But I have a slogan, make short-term rentals affordable again.
Okay. Although, you know, it's like, I'm sure some people listening are like, what? But it's like, once you know your cost per reservation, once you know what your bottom line is, when you get that Addies, and we can talk about this, when you get that Addies number, mm-hmm. what, you know, we could make on that platform. I mean, if you're still profiting, especially in your lower season, I mean, it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. And there are circumstances where we're working on the ability or creating the function where we have independent travelers who are coming for work that are coming as a group that can get into one property, okay. which maximizes the opportunity of revenue. So if you have a 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom, and each person rates $100 each, mm-hmm. and you're only listed for $150, we're like, well, instead of getting one person who can pay the $150, let's get 2 and 3. And then we're figuring out what the cost deviation is between the two.
Ooh, nice. I like that.
Talk to us about how this is faring with the government. Are you getting noticed? Are they seeing what you're doing and they like it? What is the, you know, immediate future for at ease? Like, is it an exciting time? I mean, you're in South Korea. Right now. Yeah. So talk to us about where this is going.
So where it's going is to great heights and new opportunities. What you guys said at the beginning of the show is we met in October of 2021 in San Antonio at the international conference, right?
Right.
I was active duty when we met.
Right.
Today, as we, just about a year later, I am no longer active duty because of the growth and success we've had. I decided to retire after 22 years of service and take this on full time. It's allowed me to hire people and kind of get out there and add more inventory to our platform. What I see happening next is getting more inventory between vacation rental managers and hosts and more locations. Hence the reason I'm in South Korea, because our goal was to be in other countries by 2023. And this is the first step towards that. I'm meeting with some people this week who have vacation rental or real estate backgrounds and properties under management, to where we can start talking about what that looks like in Korea. And then if I had more time, this is where the Vacation Rental Management Association for this year kind of did with what's going on next week. I would have gone to Tokyo next week in order to have the conversations. So a lot of things are rolling right now to kind of help us push into those different heights. And we're looking at Europe, Asia, and different places across the world.
So if any listener has any hookups, any network they could help Anthony, reach out to him. I have two questions still about the platform. Number one, can an independent host list on your site? Do you have to be like have a management company?
We're working on that now. Initially, it was focused on management companies because it'd give us more inventory quicker. Okay. But we're in the process of building that feature out, and hopefully it'll be available sometime in 2023. Okay. That's our goal.
And then may I ask, how does At Ease make money then from the host? Is there a listing, you know, fee if we're on your site?
We have three ways for Addies to make money.
And we want
the
you to make money.
The first one is...
Yeah, we do.
First one is, if you do the inspection and you pay the full price of the inspection, we give you no commission for a year. It's okay. Like it's almost just like a furnished finder.
Okay.
A little bit more expensive because we do the inspection. No commission for the year. If you say, well, I don't want to pay up front. I want to get the inspection and wait until I get a reservation. Mm-hmm. And then I'll pay the inspection. You'll do that at a reduced cost, but you'll pay 8% of commission
okay. For
any reservation because we don't charge the traveler anything. And then the last one is, if you already have the identification code from the government in hand, we'll do a virtual inspection of the property with you or your team and only charge 10% commission, no inspection fee.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
So those are our three paths.
Love it.
Do you see Addies being a competitor to Furnished Finder down the road or no?
No. So for us, this is helping us bridge a gap for government employees who are looking to get reimbursements for their government travel.
Okay.
This is only an introduction to what we're doing. Our motto is change how you move, which is encompassing our vision for the long term.
Right.
We're making a platform that starts with short-term rentals and then it'll move into helping you with longer traditional real estate transactions, move into like resources that help you move. So it'd be like a concierge service to kind of make it easier for your move. So it'll go from government to help you all one day.
Love that.
Oh my God.
So I think the biggest message too is not only hosts that are listening, but if you're a host and you have a family member in the military who is relocating, because anybody relocating right now can go to your site and find places. Like there's no fee for them to sign up. Is that correct?
Correct. No fee for them. And it's not just military, it's government.
Oh, okay. Sorry. We gotta get that right. So government, I mean, I'm sure everybody listening has some sort of friend or family acquaintance that works for the government. So please give Anthony's site a shout out, at least on the traveler side too, so they can obviously fuel back into the short-term rental economy this way.
Anthony, there's a real big buzzword on, you know, Instagram and YouTube amongst, you know, gurus and people who want to niche down to who their guest is coming to their short-term mm-hmm. rentals. And one of those buzzwords, I assume plural, is government contracts. And it sounds mm-hmm. like hard to get or you have to know somebody, but are you essentially bridging that gap for property managers and soon-to-be independent hosts of getting these government contracts and the people who can stay in places? Or
no,
talk to us about that.
I've seen that online too, talking about you missing out on government contracts. People don't understand it's not as easy as they think.
Okay.
And that's another reason I retired, because as a federal employee, you can't get government contracts. I think there's some kind of conflict of interest.
Oh, who knew?
But it's not an easy process. One, there are strict requirements. Most hosts who are looking at them will hate the requirements that the government is asking for.
Okay.
What we're bridging the gap with is we will apply for a lot of those contracts, which we'll be able to have the host and the managers who want that traveler base, we'll be able to route them to those properties through our contract vehicles that we win and get. I implore anybody, if you want to go out and do it, go for it. It's not an easy feat. I filled out at least 10 or 15 government contracts. Again, I was still active duty. Mm-hmm. All were denied for the weirdest thing. Like, you wanted $96 a day. They said they'll give me $95.50.
Oh,
that's it.
Right.
They gave you a hotel. I was giving you an apartment.
Okay.
So it's not as easy as people think it is, but I don't want to discourage anyone from doing it.
No, sure.
If you can get it, go and do it.
But I just wanted to also point out, you know, what you were doing versus that whole niche. And mm-hmm. is it the same? Was it different? But it's different.
It crosses over into each other. Mm-hmm. It's different because they're going for a exclusive contract with a specific government, whether it's local, state, or federal.
Okay.
What I'm doing is saying, we don't need the contract. We have the traveler base. Let's just get travelers into it. And then if we do get a contract vehicle, we still have the traveler base. I need properties now because I have this dedicated group of travelers coming to me.
So if someone is interested in that niche of government contracts, you know, and right now they manage multiple properties, their property management company, or in 2023, their independent host, they would maybe even benefit more by going through Addies as the property owner, manager, whatever, because you would have more opportunity for them.
Right. I say we could hit it on both fronts.
Yeah.
Because again, I agree that managers should have direct booking platforms, mm-hmm. but they also should diversify their options.
Sure.
So if they can get that direct contract and still come to At Ease, why wouldn't you do that?
Right.
It just gives you more opportunity to make more money.
I love it.
So, right. You know, we don't want a way to publish this episode, right, Anthony? You want to get your word out there, your product out there. But, you know, admittedly, a big portion of our audience, they are owner operators. So they're independent mm-hmm. hosts. If they were to reach out to you after listening to this episode, can you put them on a wait list? What can you
Absolutely.
Do for our listeners so that they won't be forgotten about once they're eligible to join At Ease?
So one of them asked for grace because we have a small team and we've been getting a lot of requests. So the owner operators who don't use a PMS or we're not integrated, if they use a system, contact us. My email address, I'll share it with you, anthony@pcsatease.com. And then we'll put you on a list like, hey, we know you have this inventory here. We can either do the inspection now or later. It's usually predicated on what that short-term rental manager wants or the operator. Once we get that, we'll say, hey, give us everything that's related to your listing, your links from Airbnb, VRBO, Furnish Finder, whatever you have. Give us the photos, the description, and give us as much information as we can receive from you. So when we do create that feature and function, mm-hmm. we'll import it manually ourselves, upload it, and then let you know when it goes live. The other thing we've done in the past is if we have the photos and the images available for a military or government traveler that's coming to that area, we have shown that to them in an email, like, hey, we create a PDF and say, hey, here's some options. It's available during this time. Would you like to book it? If they say yes, we go back to the manager, operator, like I said, phone calls and emails. Hey, would you like us to book direct through your platform or how would you like to do it? Mm. You can block it out on your platform. I'll take the money. As soon as I get the funds for this date, these dates, I'll give it to you and connect you with that guest.
Awesome.
And we've been able to do that. So we're very scrappy and doing it however we can. So if anyone wants to do it, absolutely. Don't let the platform be a deterrence.
I don't want this to be an insensitive question. So forgive me if it's coming off that way. But the homes get inspected for safety, and which I wish Airbnb would do something where we're required to have a fire marshal walkthrough. I mean, listeners, if you want your fire marshal to walk through, many chances they will do that for you and make mm-hmm. sure that you're in compliance. But what about the guest side? You know, everyone feels mm-hmm. like if a guest books through Airbnb, there's some sort of like trust factor there, which, you know, the review system is helpful for sure. But what is it about the guest side that a property manager or owner can feel comfortable with knowing that they're also verified and they're going to pay and all that good stuff?
I love that question. And no, it's not insensitive at all. We have a third-party integration with a platform that guarantees that the user has served in the government at any capacity. Mm-hmm. And then once we verified it, so any user can't come to our platform. You have to have been a government employee. It's military, government, nurse, doctor, first responder. Once you get vetted through that platform, then when you get ready to make a reservation, we're working with another third party to do background checks as well as rental history checks. Mm-hmm. And it's going through that person's, I guess, rental background and saying, yes, this is a good person. We validate them and vouch for them. You should approve this renting or this booking. Mm-hmm. And if it sends a no, then we reach out to that person like, hey, we can't.
Get your act together. So yeah, there's two layers
of
verification mm-hmm. there. The government first and then the current ID and rental history.
Just awesome. Like a long-term rental landlord would
that's a great question.
Through a background
Correct.
Check.
Very similar to that.
Yeah.
Very similar to that. Because I just want to make sure that we're creating an ecosystem of good actors on all fronts
right.
where the managers, the listing, and the traveler can come together.
I love it. Is there anything we haven't asked you about that you want to make sure our listeners know about At Ease or you? And what do you need help? Like, what do you want to share with our listeners before we sign off today?
What I like to share with the listeners is don't hesitate to work with smaller niche platforms. And when you do, be very open to giving critique and criticism, because that's the only way we're going to get better. A lot of times I have seen, not from my platform only, but from other new platforms from going to the conferences, that customers are saying what they dislike about the products, but not sharing it with the people who make the product.
Yes.
So if you see something and you come to our site and there's an issue, email me, call me, text me, I don't care. Let us know so we can get it written up and put it into our timeline for adding this feature. Or saying, hey, this is why we don't allow that feature. Give us the ability to kind of communicate with you. I think the biggest issue with companies today is the lack of customer service and how they do it. And that's what we're focused on as a small team or as we become a large team, is to always have a real person talking to another real person about real issues in real time.
I love that tip, actually, Anthony, because as Annette and I also as entrepreneurs, and you know, we've created things for visiting out of thin air. And so we get a lot of things right, right? Because you wouldn't experience the growth that you have without getting things right. But then there's also trial and error. There's, like I like to say, throwing spaghetti on the wall and seeing if it sticks. Mm-hmm. And the only way we know if it sticks is whether or not you leave us a review or you, hey, you email us, you know, some sort of like tip or trick, or this didn't resonate with me. That positive constructive feedback, not just the trolling. That's not helpful. but you're right. And it goes with property management softwares. We hear people kind of like moan and gripe about different property management softwares. So it's like, hey, this is, you know, there's a new era of property owners and managers. And so we all need to work together to build these products together so they serve certain categories and needs and all mm-hmm. that kind of good stuff. So thanks for allowing us, you know, to feel comfortable reaching out.
Yeah, it's just people. It's people behind everything. Yeah. All the technology, everything. All the voices, all the videos. It's really, we're all humans here and we're not.
Yep.
Like, so be gentle when you give the constructive criticism, but also help, like, you know, let Anthony know, hey, this is not like I saw this as an issue, but this is how you could also maybe improve it. Or, hey, I'm on another niche site and this is what they do. And it's been very mm-hmm. successful. But Anthony, we want you to get to bed because you have been up late.
It's now 1 a.m.
You're doing very important work. We are here for you. We'll see you soon. And listeners, we'll have all the links to Anthony's, we're going to put his email in there and the site. So please check it out. And again, share it with your government employee friends so they can start using it. And then connect with him to get your listing on the site.
Anthony, thank you so much. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.